Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. What a cool episode we have today. Our gadget's going to be this little thing. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am your favorite and only Gadget Professor. Welcome, everyone. We are on episode 210. That's a nice round number. It is blazing hot out here in Arizona. It's going to get up to 112 today. In fact, it's going to be 112 today and for the next 3 days, and then it's going to go up to 115. So anyway, I'm inside. It's nice. It's cool, but I'm going to venture outside. We have an amazing show for you today. We have one of the coolest gadgets, practical coolest gadgets that I've seen in quite some time, and I really like it. So stay tuned. You're going to enjoy this. Of course, if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. We are on iTunes. We are on the Roku box. You can get us at thegadgetprofessor.com. Just go there and click away, and you'll see our website. And if you go on the right-hand side, you definitely want to subscribe to the show notes. It says Important Pages Newsletter. It's totally free. If you put your email address there every Thursday evening, as soon as an episode is ready, you will get the show notes. What are the show notes? They are just merely a newsletter that you click on, and everything is hot linked. So every single item that we talk about today on the Gadget Professor Show will be hot linked in the show notes, so you don't have to take notes. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I definitely answer all my email, and I'm up to date with the email. And thank you so much for sending me your letters and your questions and things like that. If you know someone or have a company that wants to get onto the Gadget Professor Show, we are actually heard in 172 countries around the world. All you got to do is email me at thegadgetprofessor.com, and we'll take it from there. We'll get in touch with you, and we'll make arrangements to have you on our show, and we can display and talk about whatever the device is that you have, and we welcome that. Also, we are on Facebook. You can go to Facebook.com/Gadget Professor. I have all kinds of crazy things. I even, as a lot of you know, I'm a big photography buff, and that's a photo I took a couple nights ago just on the street with my iPhone, and I post a lot of that material on Facebook, and that was one cool shot. Let me tell you, I got a lot of responses on that. And last but not least, you may want to follow me on Twitter. That would be at Gadget Professor on Twitter. That would be at Gadget Professor. And if you follow me at Gadget Professor on Twitter, you'll want to follow me on Rebel Mouse. Rebel Mouse is the coolest thing. It takes all my tweets and puts them into their own web page, if you will. And every hour, every half hour, this updates. It's a very dynamic site, and you'll find every single gadget that's been announced within an hour will be on my Rebel Mouse page. And all you do is click on something that looks cool, bada boom, bada bang, you will be there. All right, let's get into some free apps today. I'm taking a break this week on hacking because it's making me ill. but that's a whole nother story. Our first app of the day is called My Permissions. And this is something you want to take note of. It's available on the iOS system and also the Google Play Store. And this will allow you to understand who is posting what about you from the services that you've already described. So, for example, Lifehacker says, do you know how many apps access your personal information? My Permissions helps you reclaim control of your privacy online and on your devices. So essentially what this will do is it will tell you exactly what apps you are using that are sending information out about you, and you have no clue that they're doing that, because when you click install the app, it automatically granted permissions. You have the ability in many cases to go in and deny those permissions, but most of us, including myself, don't know what apps are putting out what. My Permissions will solve that for you. It's totally free. And I highly, highly recommend this. My Permissions is a team of people who deeply love the internet. We are passionate about innovative ideas and platforms that reshape the way we communicate. There's a fly here. I've never seen a fly in Arizona. Anyway, This will allow you, as I said, to find out and monitor all connections across your social networking. This includes Facebook, Twitter, Google, LinkedIn, Dropbox, and more. So right there, those are several apps that most of us have on our phone right off the bat. So definitely want to check this out. Well, here's an app that's kind of interesting. It's called Video Ghost. I downloaded it. I used it for a couple minutes. I don't know if I like it. Let me tell you what it does. We'll actually take a video, and while you're working on your Windows operating system, while you're doing your spreadsheet or your word processing or whatever it is that you're doing, you can actually control the see-throughness, the transparency of the video. So you can actually reduce it by 50% or more, or 35%. So it's just there, but it's not in your face. And you can kind of listen and watch the video in the background. I used to be able to multitask and do those two things at the same time. Now I can't. I just either got to work or watch the video. But kind of an interesting app, and it's totally free. They also have a corresponding app that you can load off of iTunes called Ghost Lens. This is a little different, but same theory. Self photo, video, awesome collage maker, Pandora, filter blend, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at this app, you can see that you can do all kinds of special effects and actually run shadowing and do the same thing with your video. So kind of a fun app. It's free, and try it. You might like it. Our next app is for hotels, and everybody, I'm sure, has run into this situation. This is called Backbid, and what Backbid does is it puts people who have bought hotel rooms and for whatever reason can't go, and they need to sell their room if possible. So they put this up on the site, and you post, I have a room in New York City at the Marriott Hotel for July 5th through 6th, and you know, I paid $300 a night, and I'll sell it for $200 a night. So it's that type of thing, and you might want to check it out. I think it could help you out in a touchy situation. And I confused those two apps. It's called Rumor. Let's reverse that. Rumor is the app that you can sell your rooms at a discount, up to 85%. Backbid is an app that will actually allow you to bid on hotel rooms, and the hotel itself will compete against whoever it is that you're trying to get your room from, like Travelocity or whatever the case may be. So this Backbid is an opportunity for the hotel itself to give you rates that you may not normally get, because they sell a certain block to Travelocity or whoever it may be, and they lose business on that. They lose money, essentially. So this site, Backbid, gives you the ability to have the hotels give you a rate or match the current rate, which in some cases may actually be better. The Rumor app is the one that will let you purchase people who have purchased already the rooms and can't go for whatever reason, and they'll post it up there what they have, how many people, how many rooms, and you can bid on that. And I think with this site you'll do real well, because someone who can't use the room is going to be charged for it. Whatever they get, because if they don't take the room, they're going to get charged for it anyway. So you want to check that out. This will be in the show notes. So now what we're going to do is go right to the gadget of the day. This, folks, is really cool. We'll take a close-up of this on camera, too. And actually, it's a quick-set door lock. It's called Kivo, and it is operated basically on your iPhone or your Droid mechanism on Bluetooth. And it has a tremendous amount of features, things that it will do for you, essentially automatically lock the door by just touching it. You also have a lot of functionality. If you don't have a smartphone and you still want an electronic lock, it comes with the fob. And as long as you have the fob in your pocket, you just touch the door and it will open. So let's take a quick look at their overview video, because in a really short time, in a minute and 30 seconds, this will tell you pretty much everything that the lock does. And then we'll actually take a look at the lock itself.
Something is changing. Changing the way we do things, making our lives more simple with advanced technology, compatibility, and versatility. The key has evolved. With Kivo from Quickset, now your smartphone is your key. So you have one less thing to worry about. It's making our lives a little better, smarter, evolving to fit your lifestyle. No smartphone? No problem. With Kivo's included key fob, just touch to open. Kivo has been engineered to maximize security. It detects if you're inside or outside the house before granting access to help prevent unauthorized entry. It uses multiple levels of encryption and comes with QuickSet's smart key cylinder for added peace of mind. Knowing you can always use a traditional key, get notifications at your fingertips, know when they enter or exit, and who they are. Send an electronic e-key to family, service providers, or visitors. All with Kivo's mobile app. And no matter how you use it or who uses it, life just got a little easier. From sendable e-keys to total control and feedback of your door's access. Kivo. Smartphone smart. One touch easy.
Well, there you have the overview of what this actually does, and it does it quite well. We've actually installed a couple of these, and their webpage is fantastic. So if you were to go on their webpage, you would see how it integrates with the smartphone. If you don't have the smartphone, how it integrates with the fob. Yes, there's a key. You actually have a key. And right now I have a fob, if you will, which is right there. And then I have my key, which is right there. Now, what's really cool about this, and it gets into the advanced features, on my iPhone, I'll just put this up on camera too. There you go. You can actually see that my key and my name is actually there. And all I have to do is just push the button, and it will lock the door. The other thing that's really cool about this and its feature set is that it has e-keys. And what an e-key essentially is it's a key that I could send to somebody, and I get one free e-key. So if I want to send this to Mike, for example, I just go on my phone and send him the e-key, and he has his own key. And I can take that key back from him, or I could assign that key is only good from 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night. After 8 o'clock, his key isn't functional. So there are a lot of uses for that. If you have cleaning people or someone that has to get in, you can send them a key and put a time slot against that so that they're only allowed to functionally open and close that door during certain times. So that's kind of neat. So what we'll do now is we're going to actually go outside and take a look at the lock that we installed. Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I'm outside here in Arizona. It's 110 degrees right now. It's hot, so I'm going to make this real quick. Here's our door, and here is the QuickSet Kivo lock. This is what it looks like. And basically, I have my iPhone here, and I'm going to just touch this. And you can see it going blue. This phone is vibrating now. And you may be able to hear that, but the door is definitely locked. And now I'm going to touch it again. I probably should have waited a minute there or so. Let's wait till that stops. Okay, so the activity has stopped. Now I'm going to touch it again. And you can hear that the door is open. Now, the interesting thing that you probably are curious about is how much of the lug actually, the bolt actually touches, gets in there. So there's the bolt, and as you can see, more than 3/4 of the bolt actually will go into the steel frame. So that's as secure or more secure than the bolt that I had prior to that. So I am going to unlock this now. Essentially, all I have to do is just have my phone in my pocket or somewhere in the vicinity. Now, the other thing that you might want to look at is the back of the lock. So obviously, you can operate this very clearly just with the button here, and then you slide this off, and here are your controls for setup. I'm not going to touch this because we already programmed it, but there's your program button. Here's a reset button, a calibrate button. Your batteries are in here, and they have some dip switches here that will allow you some other functionality, which I'm not going to get into. You can read about that on the website. But in terms of look, style, and functionality, this really does a nice job. So let's go back into the studio, and we're gonna go into the fine points of what this feature set. Okay, so we're back inside, and it's definitely cooler in here. Now let's take a look at some of the advanced functions that this has. One cool feature is called history. So again, I'm gonna go on my iPhone, and I'll put this up on camera too. I don't know if you can see it, but it has the history. So it will tell me every time I unlock the door and lock the door. And also Mike, who has a key, it tells me exactly when that door was opened and closed. So let's take a look at this on camera two. So you get a feel for what it looks like. So that's a really cool advanced feature. As I mentioned earlier, it comes with one e-key. What if you need two e-keys? Well, this is the good part. If you need two or three or four e-keys, an e-key just costs $2. One time, $2. So that's cheaper than it is to actually have a key cut. So I have three ways of getting in using that lock. My smartphone, the fob, and also a key. And because it's a quick set key, you actually could take a key, put it in the lock, and click a button, and it will form the key to be functional with the lock. So I love it. It's really convenient. And, you know, at my house, sometimes I need to let the cleaning people in. They've been working with me for many years. I trust them. If I'm not there at 2 o'clock exactly, they can have the e-key, and I know that they're allowed in from 2 to 4 o'clock, let's say. And if they're earlier or later, that key won't work. I could also make that key disappear if I want to for whatever reason. So the cost of the lock is about $200. You can shop around on the internet. I actually picked mine up at Home Depot or Lowe's, and it was fairly easy to put in. And I'll say this right now. I'm not a locksmith, okay? I'm not a locksmith. I'm pretty handy with a lot of things. This lock made sense to me. I'm sure I did this something similar to this, not Bluetooth controlled, about 3 years ago, and I got a scathing letter from a locksmith that said, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I shouldn't do a Gadget Professor show on locks. However, that said, QuickSet's been around for a long time. The lock is very well made. You can read about the security. It even has what's called bump proofing on it and picking proof on it. And it's maximized for security. After 67 years of home security innovations, millions of families rely on QuickSet for peace of mind. So I can't say that it's foolproof, but I can also say that no lock is foolproof. And it does a great job. There's a whole section here on security, so I'm quite comfortable with the security of the lock, or I would have not put it on, believe me. As a matter of fact, as I said earlier, it's probably more secure in terms of stability and pick-proofing than the other lock that I have. So if you're going to change your lock, if you have little kids at home, or adults or healthcare people that are coming into your home, this may be a great solution to you, so that you don't have to be there when they're there. If they have a smartphone, you could send them an e-key. You can control that e-key in terms of times, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, an hour, whatever it is. If you have a fob or get an extra fob, all they need is that. Or last but not least, you can have a key. So it's great for the kids for sure. They don't have their smartphone yet, and they're a little young, then they can have a key or a fob. So I think it's a cool device. I like it. It's reasonably priced. You check it out for yourself. You decide. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Gadget Professor. Stay cool. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.